This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on making sense of the NSA spying, affordable care, and statecraft. There are a couple of things that are deeply puzzling to me in reading all the back and forth that involves the National Security Agency, NSA. The first is that since it now seems clear that they virtually own the internet and are as good as it comes in web work, why didn't we ask them for help in making the healthcare.gov website work for affordable care? Second is that if we know in advance most of the talking points of other heads of state and their staffs and embassies, why don't we do a better job at negotiating settlements successfully? Of course, we're also finding that many of them also spy on us, which makes me wonder again why both parties don't do a better job. Or is it simply that our interests are so divergent we only use the information to more successfully figure out a way to say no rather than a way to agree? Finally, can it really be true that President Obama, is moving to curtail NSA spying not because of loud and persistent horror expressed by American citizens, but because of reported White House meetings with tech poobahs who stridently informed him they were going to lose billions of dollars of sales in Europe because customers and businesses there no longer trust that buying something with a backdoor or chip from America doesn't mean that they're going directly to the NSA? Whoops. Unfortunately, the answer is probably yes. MIA, the great British Sri Lankan singer, artist, rapper, might have been ahead of the curve with their lines a couple of years ago in a 1990 song. iPhone connected to the internet, connected to the Google, connected to the government. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.